This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. In just over a week, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will be inaugurated. Presidential inaugurations are what are called national special security events. And even in calmer years, the federal government has spent upwards of $100 million on security. Over the weekend, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to President Trump asking for an emergency declaration that would give the district more money to spend on security. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on what this inauguration could require.
After the massive security failure at the Capitol last week,
we're going to spend a ton more money on securing the inaugural.
Robert Jervis is a professor at Columbia University specializing in security policy.
They're going to throw everything they have at it.
The Secret Service, which takes the lead on inauguration security, should have some extra money to put toward that because of the pandemic, says John Sandwig, a former top official in the Department of Homeland Security.
We didn't really have conventions. The travel movements of the presidential candidates was more limited. So all of that should have created surpluses, right, in the Secret Service budget.
And, he says, it was already going to be a much smaller inauguration because of COVID.
You're not going to see much of the pageantry, the traditional parade down Pennsylvania Avenue or the pre-inauguration events and the different inaugural balls.
So even with beefed up security, Sandwig says it may not actually cost taxpayers that much more than in other years. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.